And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 27th of June, 2012. It's the birthday of the poet Lucille Clifton, born in Depew, New York, 1936. It's the birthday of Alice McDermott, born Brooklyn, New York, 1953, author of six novels, including The Bigamist's Daughter and Charming Billy. It's the 97th birthday of writer and radical activist Grace Lee Boggs, born Providence, 1915. Her parents were immigrants from Guangdong Province in China. Her father ran a Chinese restaurant in downtown Providence. Family moved to New York City, and the girl won a scholarship to Barnard, studied philosophy there. She went on to get her Ph.D. at Bryn Mawr, and because she was Chinese, she could not find a job, not even at department stores. So she headed to Chicago. She got a job at the University of Chicago Philosophy Library. $10 a week. She lived in a basement filled with rats, wore the same clothes every day. The rats were so bad, she went to the Southside Tenants Organization, started working with the black community in Chicago, became a community organizer, and a few years later she met a black auto worker from Detroit, Jimmy Boggs, recently divorced, six kids. He was 2 hours late for their first date. She put on a Louis Armstrong record. Boggs said he hated Louis Armstrong, but by the end of the evening he asked her to marry him, and she accepted, and they were married for 40 years. Grace Lee Boggs wrote a number of books, including Revolution and Evolution in the 20th Century, and most recently, The Next American Revolution, published when she was 95. And it's the birthday of Helen Keller, born in Tuscumbia, Alabama, 1880. The story of her childhood is well known. She got sick, an illness that left her blind and deaf. Her teacher, Ann Sullivan, managed to communicate the letters for water while running water from the pump on the little girl's hand. And she started to learn. She was very bright. She went off to Radcliffe College. She became a celebrity. She met Mark Twain. She became a popular lecturer. She advocated for others with disabilities. But she became a radical activist along the way, joined the Socialist Party, and then the Industrial Workers of the World. FBI opened a file on her. She helped found the American Civil Liberties Union. Helen Keller, who said, "No one has ever given me a good reason why we should obey unjust laws." Here's a poem for today, a poem from 1875 by William Ernest Henley, Invictus. Out of the night that covers me, black as the pit from pole to pole, I thank whatever gods may be for my unconquerable soul. In the fell clutch of circumstance, I have not winced nor cried aloud. Under the bludgeonings of chance, my head is bloody but unbowed. Beyond this place of wrath and tears looms but the horror of the shade, and yet the menace of the years finds and shall find me unafraid. It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishments the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. William Ernest Henley's Invictus. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, celebrating 100 years of discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. And by Goddard College, offering low residency education for adult learners since 1963, now offering both bachelor's and master's degrees in Port Townsend and Seattle, Washington. Learn more at goddard.edu. Edited by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.